This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 560,000 people died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, the figure is more than 134,000. The number of worldwide infections has grown to more than 12.4 million and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. In response to these updated numbers, the WHO is warning that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed leadership, participation, and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. The traditional summer getaway that Britons often take to the Mediterranean Sea is about to pick up steam as the nation's quarantine restrictions are removed from dozens of countries. Now anyone arriving back in England from around 75 countries and territories will not have to self-isolate for 14 days. But with many flights still canceled, holiday resorts are still working on ensuring that they are COVID-safe. Many potential vacationers are reluctant to make a trip abroad. In light of the pandemic, the aviation and travel industries are hoping that the new rules will help them salvage part of the summer holiday booking season that's been so battered by the restrictions imposed during the pandemic. More VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.